Hi, this is Phil from Opinion Research.
Hello.
Hi, this is Phil from Opinion Research. This survey is a quick survey. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. I registered to vote
local
here in North Carolina.
I'm sorry, local
issues.
What?
Yes, about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Local issues.
Issues, correct.
Okay.
And are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. How likely are you to vote in this November's election for President and Governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Likely.
Thank you. Would it be very likely or somewhat likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. Overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? First one is, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. Take care about helping people. Second one is, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people. And this week's leadership and open borders are hurting America.
Are what?
Are hurting America.
Are hurting America. No. Okay. I don't agree with that.
So would you choose the first one or?
If maybe you should repeat that.
Yes, the first one is, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lowering drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people.
I agree with that.
Thank you. Next, mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. The first one is Don Davis.
Not sure. Uncertain.
Thank you. And Joe Biden.
Favorable, but he's not running.
Okay. And would you say it's a very favorable or somewhat favorable?
He's very capable.
Okay. You mentioned that you have a favorable opinion about Joe Biden. However, would that be a very favorable opinion or somewhat favorable opinion?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Kamala Harris?
I'd say favorable until I know more.
Okay. So would it be a very or somewhat favorable opinion? Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay, thank you. What about Lori Buckout?
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay, and what about Donald Trump?
Horrible.
Okay, and what about Roy Cooper?
I'm not sure.
Thank you. If this year's presidential election were held today, for whom would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Kamala.
Thank you. In this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mike Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
I vote straight Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Buckout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
Well, since I vote straight Democrat, that covers that.
Thank you. Do you belong to a credit union or not?
Say that again?
Yes. Do you belong to a credit union or not? Sorry, we have connection issues. It seems that you said no. Am I right or am I wrong?
I do not belong to a credit union, if that's what you asked.
Thank you. And what is your gender, male or female?
Female.
Thank you. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18, 39, from 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or over, or 64 and over, 65 and over?
Way over.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself African American or black?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be an Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry?
No.
Thank you. Are you a member of either the military services, or a retired family veteran, military veteran?
No. No.
Thank you. Answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services. Disney Plus.
I don't watch any of those things.
Okay. And what about YouTube TV?
No.
Okay. And well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay.
I really do appreciate your time and your opinion.
That's good. Thank you.
Thanks to you. I have a wonderful day.